Back to another edition of the EG3 podcast. Eddie Greer the third, aka EG3, aka Fast Eddie. Another edition. Sports running. Whenever a report comes across his desk in overcast Kansas City, Friday, 26th of June, 2026. Boy, I'm surprised I got that right. Oh man. Welcome back to another episode of the show again. Thank you so much everybody for again continuing to follow this podcast. There was not an episode up. I don't think I posted an episode yesterday or not yesterday, but last week. Yeah, we've been kind of quietly hanging around, posting an episode every Friday. So I know we didn't post anything yet last Friday. So apologies about that. But however, I think I did post an episode last Friday. Double check that. But anyways, you guys, again, make sure you subscribe, like, the alarm bell every time I update your content weekly. Y'all be first to be notified about that. I did record, I think, two episodes last week. One of them did not pop up. Just like I feel like I've been reading myself today. Say that for the K-State podcast, the Pro Punch podcast, all things K-State sports. But this is the EG3 podcast. So that's the second time. That's the second time today that I've said that on whatever podcast it is. But yeah, so. I know there was a pre-recording before San Diego, which I'll get to momentarily in the second half. So I'm going to end up posting that first tonight and then, maybe have this come out either on Sunday or Monday night. So yeah, you're going to get at least, two episode weekend coming up. So you'll get that one. Yes. I know it's past, but I'm going to put it up anyway. So to get it out. And get it out there. I posted about talking about the same things, but we advanced a little bit. So I'll get that part one San Diego tonight, and then this podcast, the recording right now, will be up. And by the time, well, actually no, because USA ain't playing until next week anyway. So we should be good there. Was it Sonoma this weekend for the Cup Series? Yeah, so this will probably go up maybe Sunday morning, somewhere around there. So I need, if Eddie's on the top of his game, he's top of his game. He's not, he can really fall off. So yeah, I know it's kind of off sequence a little bit, but I will make sure to get those episodes out. So San Diego again, ladies and gentlemen, part one and then part two will come out. I know I got to go back to work Sunday, unfortunately, on Sunday morning. All right, so we'll talk about these in the same order, since I got San Diego part one, we coming out tonight. World Cup action, and holy smokes, we saw last weekend, what, Argentina, the whole country, flood KC, right? And then, of course, yesterday, apparently, it was Netherlands Day, and my goodness, I'm seeing 30 minutes before I hit the record button on the mic here, this afternoon, that Netherlands took over. Now, who did it better? The Argentina fans or the Netherlands fans? I don't know, but everybody's getting in on the action. Well, obviously, because it's the World Cup. Everybody, of course, getting in on the action. It's remarkable. It's remarkable. And no, I'm not out in the city, out and out and all that, while he's dealing with work and other shenanigans, which I'm not going to get to. It's been so kind of weak for you truly. But, yeah, just to see the enthusiasm. Yes, even though, yeah, I'm living in North Kansas City, I still, like, feel the energy out there. And actually, what was it, on the run last night, that seeing, you know, charter buses and all that rise to the game. Now, yeah, I don't know how, I don't, hey, I've been hearing numbers about how much the World Cup game costs and whatnot. And if that's your type of thing, on your bucket list, you do what you gotta do. Like I always say on the show, do what you gotta do. I'm not gonna stop you. You'll go do what you gotta do and all that other stuff. But yeah, man. And of course, last night, sat a little bit, for a while. Actually, speaking of Netherlands, I watched the rest of that ball game. or soccer game, soccer match, well, excuse me, soccer match after the run last night, as Netherlands took care of, what was it? Oh my goodness, I'm gonna get this wrong. Oh, Tatiana to Sienna, something like that. Anyways, yes. So there's that. As well, in USA getting it done, continuing to get it done. Oh baby, when I left, shout out Cinder Block. When I left Cinder Block last night, them jokers were trailing 2-1, and I actually saw, boy, USA score very quick last night, and then of course they battled back late last night, and now, yes, all eyes on them next week. They'll be taking on Bosnia / Herzegovina? Boy, these countries are something else. These guys are hard to pronounce. Yeah, so USA playing in good old Los Angeles out there in that new stadium. Home of the Rams and Chargers. Yes, yes, I had to clarify it with a couple of people that I was sitting next to. Yep, it's SoFi Stadium. Yep, I know. Why you build this new stadium for two teams? I don't know. Maybe because California, state of California, is allowed to do that because they have so many damn teams. But anyways, and I was going to come on and talk about the Rams, but I'm going to save that for another episode of the podcast. But yeah, so only Cali, baby. You can make one stadium. Well, actually, no, because New York, the Jets and the Giants do the same damn thing, but that is not a new stadium. Let's just put it out there. But anyways, yeah, so USA doing the damn thing out there. And now, I believe it next week it's a knockout round now. And none of the round of 32 is next week. Round of 16 is also next week. Let me see, when we fast forward a little bit. Yeah, so quarterfinals the week after. So I'm fast forwarding a little bit there. So the round of 32 begins the knockout. Single elimination, right? And we got a couple matchups already set. After recording this podcast now, I don't have everything because I'm recording this around lunchtime as it's still overcast, even though, you know, we got rain already. The forecast didn't mention rain, so Fox 4, y'all got the forecast wrong. I'm sorry. Y'all not certified. I know y'all want to be certified by you. Not today. Not today on this one. But anyways, okay, so here's the matches that we got. And this is going to be, when this comes out, this will probably, on Sunday morning or afternoon, whenever this comes out, most of this should be filled, if not filled out, all the way. So here's the matches that I can tell you. I'm going right down the line. I'm not going to be bouncing around. All right, so South Africa, Canada. That's actually this weekend. So when this podcast comes out, it should be ahead of this game. So South Africa, Canada playing this Sunday, right? Monday night. And we just had the Netherlands here in Kansas City. And oh boy, yeah, all that orange, a sea orange that I saw. And I think, now that I think about it now, since I was at Cinder Block last night, again, shout out Cinder Block. Yes, sir. There are a few Netherlands fans, I think, in the attendance, and they stuck around to watch the USA game. Netherlands, they're taking on Morocco. That's a Monday nighter there. That's 8. Reading right now. South Africa, Canada, that is 2. I'm going to see what this person is doing here. Oh, that's annoying. so there's that. Okay, so, all right, so we got 2 matchups there. And let me see. Yeah, Germany awaits their opponent. I don't know who that is. I'm going to go skip. We already know USA's opponent. I just told you that. Bosnia, Herzegovina. We're going to roll with that since I said it. So, yeah, by the time I record again next Friday, we ought to know USA's fate, if they go to the Sweet 16 or not. There's that. All right, other Monday night games. This is the EG3 podcast. Eddie Greer III here on another edition of this podcast here, folks. All right, so now, Ooh, this is gonna be a good game right here. Brazil. Brazil, Japan. Ooh, Japan just tied up with Sweden, right? Last night. Yeah, that was the other game that, so yeah, like, you still get points. Yeah, I know they still get points. Even I've watched World Cup. Come on, man. Come on now. Yeah, but you don't get a winner. But now in a knockout stage, if it goes to a tie, you gotta get penalty kicks. If you don't can't get I know I'm jumping. I'm sorry. I know I'm jumping hurdles here a little bit, so I apologize about that. But hey, EG3, my podcast, right? Let's see. Well, now I lost trans. Now trans. I was gonna say. Yeah. So if you don't get unbreak the tie, see it's raining right now. Oh man. Well, sprinkling anyways. Yeah. It's been doing that since yesterday afternoon. And thank goodness it wasn't a downpour. It already was a downpouring week, but not physically, but literally for EG3. But yeah, so if you don't get if it okay. So let me back up a couple more steps. So if a game is tied, let's say again, let's just use Sweden and Japan for example, because they played last night, and they're 1-1. And you extra time, right? If you don't get a goal within extra time, say 5 minutes extra time, then you go to penalty kicks. Well, with this situation here, they didn't because these teams' fates are already decided. But here, if it go, you can't get a goal, untie it within that certain amount, then everybody's got penalty kicks. So that's what it is. So it'll be fascinating. Again, this is going to be fascinating to see since we're still in it. USA is still in it. But this matchup right here, Brazil, Japan, Monday around lunchtime there. How about this team? Say what? Côte d'Ivoire? Wait till their opponent. They play on Tuesday. Mexico's it already in. I saw, yeah, speaking of Mexico, I saw a lot of, see, it was 2 weeks ago. Running around downtown Kansas City, saw a lot of Mexico fans show up, show out. So they wait their opponent. Again, I'm recording this because I'm recording this with all this not set in stone, officially set in stone. So mind me of that. So, but when this does come out, it should be, if not, filled out to the brim. Switzerland waits their opponent. And this is, again, the round of 32 preview. Eddie talking soccer on the latest edition of the EG3 podcast. Australia wastes their opponent. And of course, I just mentioned Argentina at the top of this podcast. Argentina, Messi, and company wait their opponent. And they don't even play till next Friday. Messi. So you got that going on as well. So yeah, the heavy hitters. And yeah, this is going to be, I think it's going to be a fun round right here. So yeah, USA already knows who they're playing. And the way that they responded last night, huge, man. Turkey, that's incredible. Turkey, that was their first goals of the entire World Cup last night for them. So that's good. That's good for them there as well as we roll on this podcast here. When we're going to step aside for a quick minute or two. When we come back, we're going to switch gears now from World Cup back to Naval Base Coronado. Oh baby, did we see? Do we characterize that as upset? Corey Heim? I don't think so. I don't think so. I'm gonna get into that here in just a moment. And welcome back to the latest edition of the EG3 podcast. Eddie Greer again back with y'all here on recording this latest episode on Friday, June 26, 2026. Yeah, man, we're a few days out from the end of the month. Crazy, man, crazy. They're about to arrive in, Lord willing, in the month of July, but we still have a few more days left in the month of June, including this podcast. Yeah, so again, the EG3 podcast, you can find it underneath the three wide pod with EG3. Y'all know what it is, baby. iTunes, Spotify, y'all know what it is. The EG3 podcast used to be a NASCAR podcast for a handful of years before going back to the original format. With the addition of running, so that there's that for y'all as well. Yeah, I may pre-mention Corey Heim. Damn, that was some good ass racing last weekend. Shout out NASCAR in San Diego. This was something. This was on a naval base, Coronado, San Diego, California, right? For the inaugural naval base race, roll course. I can't believe it. I cannot believe NASCAR. Waiting on a second. I get that later. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, so, yeah, okay, that's nothing important. All right, so, yeah, so, San Diego, yes, sir. That was something. In the finish that we saw between, oh, man, definitely. We got some young talent in the Cup Series, but this guy right here, everybody was claiming for him to make that jump. Well, he's actually made moves, and I said Corey Heim, finally signed full-time racing. He'll go full-time next year with 2311. Denny Hamlin, Michael Jordan owns those teams. Owns the organization and teams. And pulls out. Hey, look, this guy, I know he's a part-time. This guy is something else. He won his first NASCAR race in his 13th start. That's the number of the week for y'all here in this podcast. On his 13th Cup start over what has been the Tyler Reddick show up until this point anyways. Tyler Reddick, yeah, he's still up there, but his regular season lead has shrunk big time. I'll touch on that at the back end of this, but Corey Heim has been definitely impressive. Obviously, he won all of them races last year. What was it, 11 of them en route to that truck championship? Everybody was claiming for him to make that move, make the cut move last year, right after that. And let's see here what we got going on. All right, so you can see why fans want this guy to the top level. And I can go into is the O'Reilly series the right move or not? We could debate that later. I got my thoughts on that. I will debate that later. But right now, 2311, but really all year long, has had fast cars. Even I'm going to throw Riley Hurst in there. Right? Bubba Wallace rallied back. And if that was the Bubba Wallace of old, I don't think he bounces back. But somehow, got his head back in the game, drove that car, purple car, to a second place finish. Hell yeah, I said that's a, and yeah, I mean, look, I know that I might be taking a little bit of a slight detour, but look, and for the first time, first time in organization history, 2311 finishes 1-2. I could not believe that, particularly, you know, what we have seen from these cars this year, whether that's Reddick up front, putting themselves in good spots, or above Wallace. Well, they were 1-2 in the points earlier though, but not in race official order until last week there when Corey Heim was right there. Now, again, saying all that, the big dogs wrecked. I'm talking about SVG, Shane Van Gisbergen, and Connor Zillich. Zillich was up front. And when I got home last weekend, it was Connor Zillich up front. I'm thinking to myself, is this the day, folks? Is this the day Connor Zillich turns this thing around and gets the victory lane for the first time in Cup Series history? We found out the answer to that. No. You can thank Austin Hill for that. Or hard racing up front. I don't really agree with that. I know Austin Hill. Yes, Austin Hill was fast all weekend. He won the O'Reilly Series. That was an emotional victory there, obviously. We all know what's going on with that. but yeah, in that situation right there, now battling hard. And not knowing, obviously, you got that roll right there. Shout out to NASCAR and the people at that naval base. They put on a heck of a clinic. All these finishes. Let me see for a minute. Okay, all these finishes, maybe for the exception, Probably, actually, the exception of the O'Reilly series. Excuse me. That were good. But this was good. This, again, Corey Haim was indeed fast. It'll be interesting to see if SVG was still in the course. Because, yeah, SVG, he was up there, but he wasn't. Now, I know I came in on the back end of the first half of that race, but, I mean, he was climbing up there, saving his tires, but it wouldn't fascinate if SVG does a wreck right there, get involved in that mess, see where Corey Haim would have stacked up, because Corey Haim, that was a bad, fast Mobile 1 Camry that we saw last weekend there, and well-deserved. This guy's going to be a star. They're obviously rising stars. You got the host of ours to the world, Carson host of ours to the world, Christopher Bell's. I know Christopher Bell hasn't won a race this year and all that, and so many others. Yeah, Bubba Wallace, obviously, Reddick. That would have been very fascinating. Now, again, Corey said somewhere in his presser, that post-race presser, that he wasn't sure if he had any. Now, again, this door opened, the seas parted, the Red Sea parted there when Cilic, Hill, and SVG all wrecked. Now, I think there were a couple other cars in that mess as well. But yeah, I don't agree with that. I'll just save that. But hey, I'm not in the race car, so that's unfortunate for those guys. That just opened the door for everybody else. Who's gonna step up to the plate? The Prime telecast saying, all right, who's going to step up to the plate, right, and, you know, step up to the plate and take it, right? Well, we know the answer to that question, right? But again, it would have been fascinating. It would have been a hell of a race to see if SVG was still in the race, if Corey would have ran him down. I think he would have. He had a super fast car on a long run. I didn't see the first stage and whatnot. I know Bubba Wallace got penalized. Which again, if that was the old Bubba Wallace back in the day, his race is done. Because I know he gets frustrated and all that, and lets his race deteriorate, self-destruct. But that for sure was a drive of the year for him and that team. I know he's probably a little frustrated because now he's seeing his teammates now on the flip side win. Tyler Reddick. And now he's seeing Corey Haim going to victory lane. Riley Hurst been running better. Much better since the announcement was made. Haim's going to take that seat. I don't know what's high. Look, at June 26th, Corners Podcast, I don't know what the future holds for Riley Hurst. But ever since that point, he's been running hard, fast. And really, all the 2311 cars have been super ass competitive, whether that's on plate races, mile and a half, and particularly San Diego. This was the first time that everybody ran San Diego, the naval base. Them 2311 cars had something. They were the winners of the week right there in that 67 Haim Toyota Mobile 1. Boy, that thing was moving. That thing was moving up front fast and all that. So there's that. But yeah, it has to be the story of the year, obviously, is 2311. Because in the offseason, we all know that they had that long-ass lawsuit or whatever. And now it's carried that termination fire, led by, of course, Denny Hamlin, who drives for a different team, but owns this team. Cole owns this team along with MAH champion, legend, Michael Jordan, right? This organization is taking it to another level, man. I'm fascinated to see Sonoma, if they can back that up. I know Tyler Reddick's lead is, down to, less than 20 points? And, oh, boy. And, I don't know. Look, I'm going to take a detour here. At this one. Because in the late laps, right, when Corey Haim was running down Tyler Reddick, he just sat on him. That's a classic me. When these 5K races, or in the past anyway, sitting on somebody and then you got that run, take it in the last mile. That's what Corey Haim did. Tyler Reddick made a mistake, in one of the early turns, or second to last lap, or whatever it was. And then, they made contact, and then Tyler Reddick gave the spot away. Oh man, where does Eddie go with this? I don't know. I don't know. The competitor in me says no. I gotta go with Harvick on this one. Kevin Harvick, now got elected to the Hall of Fame, NASCAR Hall of Fame for next year. He, Burton, and I forget who the other person is or is, but I agree with Harvick. If I'm a competitor, I'm not giving that spot up. I'm sorry. I don't give a damn. You're a teammate or not. I'm not giving that spot up. You're gonna have to run me down, back down, take it back. I don't know. Yes, that's good sportsmanship and all that and all that. Yuck. I'm speaking to a competitor side of things, but I don't like that. That's like me letting off the gas a little bit. Oh, a teammate there. Hey, like I said, I'm gonna rock and roll with this momentum, so I'm gonna keep it. But yeah, that's like me saying, okay, my guy. I didn't give you enough room on the trail or on the road, or whatever, during a 5K. So I'm gonna let you have your space back. I don't know. That just makes me look bad. I don't know. You gotta earn it. I mean, yes, Kohlhoff did earn it. Definitely earned it for sure because he fell back, and then of course, and then bam, his race turned over quickly into hey, and then of course SVG, the favorite, wrecks out or got involved in that big massive wreck there, and then the deceased part, like I said here in his podcast. But yeah, if I'm a competitor, I'm not doing that. I'm sorry. And I can easily say I can't sit here and say, oh, I'm getting spot up. That made me look bad. I'm not doing that. No, that's like me. I'm leading the race or something, and I pull over. If I didn't give you enough space, I'm gonna let you have it back. No, you're gonna have to come take it. Sorry. Yeah, I'm with Kevin Harvick on that. I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one that agree with there, man. Yes, it's good sports. It's good quote unquote sportsmanship. By the end of the day, at least for me, because this is my podcast, EGT podcast, I don't agree with it. But if you don't want to come back to it later, then it's so be it. But I just think at the end of the day, I think for me personally, I'm speaking for myself that I don't know if I'm in that if I need a win, you're gonna have to take it. You're gonna take it. It's like coming down to that last 150, 200 meters of track race or even a road race for that matter. If you're behind me, you're gonna have to come run me down and to earn it. I'm not gonna give you no free pass. I feel like a little bit of it feels like a free pass. I'm not trying to rain on hardcore. I'm not trying to rain down on the big man's parade or anything like that. But I'm just speaking like, you know, take it is that like I've never seen that. Like you're gonna have to take me out if you want to win this race. I'm just gonna give you a spot up. The other thing is that's for the lead. If this was a different position, say top five, even top ten, then yeah, okay, then I'm okay with that. But this is for the win, for the lead, for the inaugural, especially for the first race on the naval base. No, sir. Especially you're in a tight points battle with your corner, your boss, your corner. No. I'm not giving that up. I'm not giving that spot up. So you tell A's like kind of like, huh? What's going on here? Why are you giving it away? But at the same time, flip side of the coin, I understand because if you don't give it away, I mean, like that makes you kind of like an asshole. I'm like, I would have made it come back and earn it. So, I'm gonna get in trouble for that because I'm gonna get in trouble. If I say that not about the Kohlhoff situation, but yeah, absolutely. But But yeah, that's the only, if I had an issue with the race, it'll be that late night race in that situation where, I mean, yeah, it might be easy to say in that spot, but no, I can easily say it because I'm also a competitor. Y'all should know that by now. If not, then there you go, because that's like me again in the 5K pulling, stopping. Oh, I'm gonna let you have this. I'm gonna let you have a spot. Go ahead and run with it, and I'll see if you run back down. Then you're not gonna get it back. And then you're gonna say, "Hell no, I ain't giving the spot back." So yeah, this is like, no. But for them, in that situation, you do what you gotta do in that spot. But for me, I made it clear as day now that, hey, look, if it's for a win, especially if it's for like prize money, or if it is for prize money, I don't know, or opportunity to be the first person to win, that just goes back. Oh, that brings up a great memory. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Let's bring this up. I did not expect to bring up a past race. EGZ Podcast, Eddie Greer III here on a latest edition of this podcast. This will come out Sunday afternoon. Hopefully, I'll be on top of my game. Get this out before the NASCAR Cup Series race at Sonoma this weekend. Excuse me. Part one of San Diego. This will come out tonight. No, not this episode, but the San Diego one I recorded yesterday. Not yesterday. Oh, now I'm getting my days confused. This has been that kind of week. Last Friday, I recorded San Diego part one. That's going to come out tonight. Part two will come out later on this weekend. Okay. I was battling with this dude. I remember like it was yesterday. Battling with this dude. And this dude whooped my ass. He didn't whoop my ass, but beat me. And this was, what was it? One of the Heartland challenges. Yeah, the 10Ks. That I'm still debating on what to do or not. Oh, by the way, yes, EG3 might have something up his sleeve. We'll see about that, but I'm still mapping out what Eddie's gonna do. I put myself in third person. Eddie's gonna do for the rest of the year. Since we PR, finally PR, in a long ass time. Still riding that high. But anyways, it was one of those Heartland challenges. And I was battling this dude. This dude was pretty annoying. But this dude was super, obviously, we were just battling out. So this was after the Plaza 10K. This was when, what was it? What was that race called at Court Woods? What was it, Casey Hustle Run or something like that? Yeah, it was. But the only year of the Casey Hustle Run. Now it's titled something else. But that what the is like the Woodstock now, something like that. But yeah, this hit the race here, right? All right, so race two, and I didn't know this dude competed. Now again, I didn't see this. Now maybe I did, but at the plaza. Oh, I'm getting all coughed up now. This dude, right, I bided my time, then I was trying to run this dude down, and I couldn't. I was right there on his ass, and then all of a sudden, he kicked it up another notch, then I kicked it up another notch, but it was too late. See, that's the same thing. It's like, he turned up on the final straightaway, and I turned it up. A few seconds later, it was too late. It was already too late because I gave him a head start. Again, that's like me saying, "Okay, I'm gonna give you this lead back." Then you're not gonna get it back. But I told myself right then, right there, this dude races next week. I am not letting it happen again. He ain't gonna beat me again. That's not. Hey, hell no. That's not gonna happen. So, so then for very next week. Oh yeah, it brings me up to one of the possibilities this fall. I'm just gonna throw possibilities. It's not set in stone, but it's one of the possibilities. The Boulevard 10K, baby, first time winner right here in the seat. Oh, but and that was a duel. My goodness. I said it right after the Casey Hudson run. This dude ain't gonna beat me again. That's not happening again. I was pissed. And then the following week, right there, woo! I had a game plan going in. The same guy, right? And we're battling, and it turned out we were battling for the Heartland, which yours truly brought home the gold. So there's that. There's that. So that was, it was the Heartland 30K series. So that, for those of you who don't know, it's every Casey Running Company that puts this on. It's like 10K. Like, now I know they have the Heartland 39.9 challenge, which is a half marathon, three half marathons in 5 weeks. So they have that in the spring. In the fall, they have the Heartland 30K, which is three back to back to back, I believe, 10K races on Sundays. Now, if I'm still working with this company in the fall, which I'm not sure if I am, but if I still am, I'm gonna have to move my schedule around. We'll see. Again, nothing that's set in stone. I'm just gonna throw it out there. But okay, so the Boulevard 10K was a new race, right? And I had a plan. Like, do not let him get away. Do not let him get away this time. Do not let him get him out there. Do not let him get some kind of lead or whatever. You stay on his ass until it's time to make your move. Until your body says, let's ride with it. Okay? So, man, I've not told this story. So, all right. So, he leads off the start. And it was overcast day. Just like this. Now, I think it was overcast to start, and by the time it was over, the sun came out. Yeah. So it was overcast, just like this. You guys cannot see it, but I can. So here, halfway, turn around. All right, the lead is still manageable. Okay, I got this. All right, start making a move. And I started making my move before mile five. Start making a move a little bit, and then once your body says you're ready to rock and roll, let's ride with it. So I think it was right at mile five, the jets turned on or started to come on. I could not let him get that jump. I just couldn't let him get the jump because he had a head start. He got the jump on me before I get a jump on him the previous week. So, and then got the jump on him, got out, got away, held on. Huge win. I'm getting choked up on the podcast. I'm sorry, folks. But I don't know which was better. I don't know. But that was satisfying. That pretty much clinched me. Not only the win at the Boulevard 10K, which was the first time, was the first inaugural race, but the Heartland Challenge. So that right there. Excuse me. clinch it all. So I'm like, yeah, man. And at that, and I'm going to say this because, wow, I'm fired up. Finally, I get to do a speed workout ever since I PR'd. And I surprised myself. I'm a little surprised. Damn EG3 in a row right now, baby. Come on now. Let's go. But going back to that year specifically, well, your boy was in shape. So even at the Plaza 10K, boy, we were rolling, boy, on these boys. And I'm gonna tell you what right now. If and when Eddie files his schedule, depending on what, we are riding with this competition right now. First of all, I'm blessed to be still even running, because from what Kobe was said, I shouldn't have ran the Casey Metro Mile. That's a whole other story. Speaking of which, the postcast out now. Go check it out. But I'm still fired up about it. I don't know. It's just right now. It just does world wonders right now. What you can do, if you put your mind to it. Keep working hard. Keep grinding. Don't stop grinding, because there's other people out there. There's other runners, and we've heard a saying. That are trying to get better, and you need to get better right there with them, just like I was trying to try to beat that dude. Sorry, I don't know your name. I apologize about that, but I mean, we had a hell of a battle, 2 weeks straight. Yeah. So that you, if something don't fuel your fire, find something. so yeah, I did not expect to come and talk about the story time, but here I am. I have never talked about that whole race entirely, but yeah, that was set up Fuelly, because I came in P2 at the KCS run, Corbett Woods over in Overland Park, Kansas. I was pissed. Yeah, I was again, going back to the whole Corey Haim situation, and Corey Haim, Tyler Reddick trying to be nice and all that. It's down in the wire, baby. I don't know. Y'all probably say, yeah, it's easy for you to say it, but no, it ain't. It's no brainer for me. You gotta earn that spot. I'm not gonna give it to you. You're not gonna earn it. This is what it is. That's what it is for me. I'm not gonna be, I'm not one of these lolly lolly runners. No. If you guys follow me long enough, you should already know. You already know what the business is. So, but the, yeah, man, that was not on the rundown sheet. So that took me back down memory lane a little bit there, I believe. But I think that Boulevard 10K being the inaugural winner of that, that's right up there. That duel, really, that went for 2 weeks. I had to sit on it for a damn week. How am I going to beat this dude? And lord and behold, the following week, get my revenge back. Oh my goodness. Gotta love the revenge, baby. Gotta love revenge. I know everybody loves that. You know, payback, get back. You know, you got me, I'm going to get you back. So there's that. But yeah, man. But anyways, I'm not trying to rain a Corey Haim's rain. I'm just saying, in that situation, right? Corey Haim was fast all race long. And yeah, hell yeah. I want to see SVG and Corey Haim now battle out. I wish that would have happened. SVG didn't have, I don't think SVG, I think he would have smoked SVG. Well, say what? he looked really good. SVG was maybe off just a little bit. But yeah, we just never know, because Zilich and SVG got an accident. So that's just crazy, man. That's crazy. But yeah, man, so we'll see what happens. As far as the Cup Series goes, in Sonoma this weekend. And then, of course, I am looking at July. I told a friend or my training partner last night, I'm not doing any July races. No, not July races. I'm not doing any 4th of July races there, because I got a couple races in mind. Like I said, EG3 might have something up a sleeve. Might want to stay tuned on that there as well. So yeah, there's no 4th of July races there. We're finally getting back to some normalcy. Finally getting a speed workout in. That was awesome. I'm a little surprised, honestly. yeah, man. We're back, baby. So we'll see what Eddie has up in the sleeve on the running front. But yeah, looking forward to the round of 32 for the World Cup, and obviously Sonoma. We'll see if Shane Van Gisbergen bounces back. Obviously, I don't have time now. I don't have time for the points right now. SVG, huge hit. Yeah, he might be done as far as the playoffs goes, but anything can happen with less than 9 to go. So he ain't done yet. I think there's gonna be a lot of carnage coming around that bubble. Because I won't count SVG out just yet. Just putting that out there. The EG3 podcast. Get it. We're a podcast for every free. We are free and available weekly or twice a week, wherever you get your, listen to your favorite genre of podcast. Again, congratulations. Big time. The Corey time. Haim time. Or it's the right time. Corey Haim wins the inaugural road course on the naval base of San Diego Coronado. That was awesome. We'll see what the schedule has in store next year. I don't know about that. USA advancing to the round of 32. We'll see if they can keep that mojo flow going against Bosnia. Bosnia, we'll call it that. That's next Wednesday out in SoCal. EG3, Eddie Greer here in overcast Kansas City, Missouri. Again, we have made it to the finish line again on another edition of this podcast. Thank you so much again for listening to another edition of this podcast. We will talk to y'all on the next edition of the EG3 podcast. We out of here.